Our scripture reading this morning is Romans chapter 9, verses 14 to 29. That's found on page 1202 in your pew Bible. Romans chapter 9, 14 through 29. The Apostle Paul has taught us something of what it looks like to struggle with sin in chapter 7. In chapter 8, what it looks like to rest in Christ, the wonderful chapter of there being no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, and the wonderful assurance that comes from union with Christ and being in Christ and His work on our behalf. And he moves to chapter 9 and begins to talk about the sovereign will of God. And perhaps sometimes we're prone to think of those things being at odds with each other, and they are not. And so the Apostle Paul is explaining something to us of all of those things together, and reminding us that that God is sovereign, and it is His sovereign will that prevails. And admission into the kingdom of Christ is not based upon ultimately man's will or effort, but upon the sovereign will of God. And that's something at the end he's going to just simply bow down and praise God for. And we'll get to that later. But let's give attention now to the reading of God's holy word. What shall we say then? Is there injustice on God's part? By no means, for he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So then it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this very purpose I have raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. So then he has mercy on whomever he wills, and he hardens whomever he wills. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who can resist his will? But who are you, O man, to answer back to God? Will what is molded say to its molder, why have you made me like this? Has the potter no right over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel for honored use and another for dishonorable use? What if God, desiring to show his wrath and to make known his power, has endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, in order to make known the riches of his glory for vessels of mercy, which he has prepared beforehand for glory? Even us whom he has called, not from the Jews only, but also from the Gentiles. As indeed he says in Hosea, those who were not my people, I will call my people, and her who was not beloved, I will call beloved. And in the very place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they will be called sons of the living God. And Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the sons of Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them will be saved. For the Lord will carry out his sentence upon the earth fully and without delay. And as Isaiah predicted, if the Lord of hosts had not left us offspring, we would have been like Sodom and become like Gomorrah. Thus far, God's holy and errant and fallible word, may he add his blessings to this reading of it.